What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good morning. Welcome to the Big K Morning Show. Every Wednesday on our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, in studio. Rich, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Lots going on.
Oh, man, you got a lineup here today, and it is, and what I have found it's been a year now since you've been doing this.
Yeah, well, about a year and a half, yeah.
Yeah, it's more than a year. I always appreciate at the end of the hour, Aaron and I always say, what did we learn from Rich today? Which is absolutely true. We're also going to tell you about some county fairs, county fair season. It started with the Big Butler Fair. Yep. Then you have the Washington County Fair. You've got the Fayette County Fair, the Greene County. We'll sort through that. Yeah, but places to go and things to do, and it looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate for the weekend weather-wise.
It'll cool down just enough to allow it to be somewhat comfortable. Yeah, we've had this July, I don't ever remember a sustained time of high humidity, high heat that's been week after week after week, day after day.
To your point, that's actually true. We've had humidity levels that we're not used to consistently since summer. This will be weather-wise probably the most comfortable Friday and Saturday into Sunday that we've had all summer long.
It'll be nice. And for those folks going up to Latrobe that brave the heat, they'll be able to enjoy that a little better.
Yeah. And unfortunately, yesterday they got some storms just in the Laurels where the lightning is the factor where they had to flee. So I felt for those folks because they put an effort to get there. So they'll be back at it today in pads in St. Vincent College in Latrobe. Maynard's. What is that place?
I think it's Menards.
Is it Menards? I don't know. I've seen this name, and I thought they were going to bring a place here, and you shared with me they have a lot of locations around the country, but it's been how long since they've been suggesting they're coming here?
It's one of those names that not a lot of Pittsburghers are familiar with. They're like on the scale of Home Depot and Lowe's. They're at 340-some locations around the country, mostly in the Midwest. They have some in West Virginia, Wheeling, and in the Morgantown area. And they've done a dance, I'll say, with Western Pennsylvania over the last, I'll say, 5 years. Now they're looking at the one in Hemphill that they've been looking at for the last 5 years. And I guess the lease is extended. They haven't picked Western Pennsylvania. I got to believe this has got to be the best DIY location in the world with all of our old housing, people that like to do things themselves. But we'll see what happens in Hemphill. I know they looked at the old Century 3 location. I know Senator Piscitano was really excited and tried to help them. And they got very, very close. And then at the last minute decided it didn't work.
Yeah, I've seen that name, and I didn't know much about the company, but I thought they were already open somewhere. I just didn't know about it. We talked yesterday, maybe it was Monday, about jobs, volunteering for, not jobs working, but in this case, it's a volunteer at the airport to test run all the new things that will be operational in October at some point.
When the airport authority put out the request to have people that might want to become, if you want to call them guinea pigs, testing out the baggage system and TSA, all the new things that when the new airport opens up this fall, what we're going to have, they expected maybe a few thousand people would, because that's normally what you get around the country. In Pittsburgh, we had 18,000 people that volunteered. So they've got to go through the list, and some people aren't going to get there. They'll get to go through it when the real airport opens up officially.
So they have to, I mean, they have to control the numbers. So
sure.
It's unbelievable. Well, that said, do you know how many people were in the queue to get Steelers tickets for Dublin in that game against the Vikings?
No.
650,000.
What?
650,000 people trying to get one of 82,000 seats.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
That's just so Pittsburgh Steelers. There'll be so many Pittsburgh connections in Dublin for that weekend.
There will indeed, yes.
Including you and me.
Yes, we'll be part of the Irish diaspora, if you will, coming
to, looking forward to it. Yeah. So give us a little clue. We're going to talk about AI jobs and jobs related to all this new spend that's going to be brought here in the infrastructure.
Yeah, and this really is, talk about around the region, this really is. You're going to have a lot of the AI software work that'll be done at places like Bakery Square on AI Avenue, around CMU and the universities. But the data centers, which are a tremendous amount of economic impact, are going to be happening in places like Homer City, Shippingport, New Kensington, places outside of the urban core. And when Senator McCormick had his summit, the AI and Energy Summit, a couple weeks ago at Carnegie Mellon University, the labor leaders were there as well. We're going to talk to one, Tom McIntyre, and Phil Maris, two of the major, major labor leaders in this region who basically are under orders, if you will, to ramp up their workforce. They're going to need more electricians, more laborers, more HVAC workers, et cetera, steam fitters. So it's a great challenge to have, but it is a challenge. They're going to have to train an awful lot of workers. And, you know, talking to Tom McIntyre at the Electricians Union, you know, they're making plans on how to expand the amount of people that they can put through the training. They've got a great, great training center over on the south side. And how are they going to expand that? And they're going to talk a little bit about how even the apprenticeship program will be quickened up, maybe less a year less, so they can get people out on the job quicker.
What you need to know coming up next with Rich Fitzgerald on the Big K Morning Show. Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, and jobs, 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 and how to train people to get those jobs is one of the major subjects and will be for the foreseeable future.
It has been. And you know, we're blessed in Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh region to have really some great labor leaders who really help us. And they, you know, help us in Washington to make sure that we get infrastructure legislation passed. And they've been working a lot on these data centers that we've been talking about a lot. And one who's joining us now is Phil Maris. Phil, I've known Phil for many, many years. He's one of the respected labor leaders who people look to for leadership in this region. And just recently, he was named the international vice president of the Mid-Atlantic region and the regional the manager of the Mid-Atlantic region. So international vice president. He now kind of represents all of the Commonwealth. He used to just do Western Pennsylvania, but because he's done such a good job, he does all 67 counties in this Commonwealth. Phil, welcome. And first of all, Phil, congratulations. In August, you become international vice president of the Laborers Union, which is a big deal. Over 500 national members that you'll be representing. Tell us a little bit about some of the excitement you feel around these data centers and what's happening in and around Western Pennsylvania.
Well, Rich, it's good to talk to you. And again, I want to thank you for all the years that we worked together. I want to say good morning to Larry. Yeah, on August 1st, I take over as the Laborers International Union vice president of our international. We have over 500,000 members in our union. And I take over as the Mid-Atlantic regional manager that we have five states now, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland, as well as the District of Columbia. So it's the whole Mid-Atlantic region. And we are pumped up with training our members, recruiting new members, The amount of work that's going to come with the data centers and the AI, you know, will create a lot of steady work for our members, family sustaining wages, strong benefits, and we're going to be at the forefront of the new digital economy with our union.
So, Phil, tell us. I mean, you have to ramp up, as do the electricians, as do the steam fitters, and everybody else. How do you really work at finding all these folks? Where do you go into school districts? Do you try to recruit from outside the region? How does that really work with you and your members?
Well, what we've been doing a lot of job fairs. We're trying to get into the schools. A great thing about all the unions is we all provide free training. So you come to a training center, whether it's the electricians, whether it's the steam fitters, we all are promoting training. It's free training to the members. They come in, they get trained. Our training facility here in Western Pennsylvania is in Saxonburg, PA, a beautiful facility. What I suggest everyone does, if you're interested, is go to laborpa.org. All the information is on the website. The new business manager that is replacing me is Joe LaQuatre. Again, Joey's up to date on everything. He's out there every day with his agents and with his business managers from the different locals, recruiting everywhere from job fairs to county fairs to high schools to trade schools. And we're looking for people. And we're looking for people that want to work and show what the difference is of being a union member.
So for young people that are, you know, looking where they can go, and you use the word no cost, the free, that's no always, cost. It's a great word for a parent who's looking to, you know, figure out how they're going to, you know, when their kid gets out of high school, where they're going to go from there. So you're saying there's no cost at all for the training that you provide?
Absolutely no cost. And again, it's a lot of people, you know, we find, you know, the school's not for them. And with the trades today and the amount of work that's coming, we need highly trained, skilled laborers. And it's just like going to school and getting a degree. This is a degree in the construction industry for sustaining jobs. You know, when you come out of a laborers, you're going to be getting a good pension. You're going to be getting your hospitalization benefits. You got work safety on the job. Continued training. And these are all the things I think that a parent, I know myself, I was looking for when my kids got out of school, you know, out of high school. The trades is a great alternative for anybody young that wants to work. I mean, it's a phenomenal opportunity, especially now with everything that's coming with the technology advances. We're ready for it, and we are looking for people and eager to train them.
And that's the beauty of this, is there is a real demand. So you can offer people, young people, a true opportunity for a family-sustaining job.
Larry, you just hit the nail on the head. You know, we have one of our benefits of our unions, we have a retirement committee, and a lot of the retirees come in. And what we're finding out now is our young members are getting motivated by the retirees. You know, we'll get them in a room together. And, you know, when you're 18, 19, even in your early 20s or 30s, you're not thinking about a pension. But when a retiree sits down with them and says, you know what, I retired at 55 or 62 years old, and I'm 85, and I've been, you know, getting my union pension for all these years, and I have a respectable, you know, wage and the things that the union did for them, I think the union movement got a bright future, especially, again, in our area. With everything that's coming to our area, it's a great opportunity for work and for growth.
And here's the big bonus, Phil, and nobody knows that better than you. You don't get stuck with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of debt for schooling if you're not going to be able to utilize that. So that's a big cherry on top.
Larry, you hit the nail on the head. You know how many people I talk to that have college degrees and you know, thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt that come and say, look, I can't get a job in my field, or, you know, I just can't get something. You have anything? And I say, yeah, you know, we will definitely train you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
At our training center, our instructors are top notch. I mean, all the trades. I mean, you know, all the trades with what the internationals require our instructors to go through. These guys are highly, highly educated. Very, very good. You know, very good instructors, and in addition to that, they're hands-on experience. So they know what it is to be in the field. They know what it is, you know, to actually do the job that we're teaching.
Well, these guys know how to get things done, Philip. Your guys, and you look around this region, and your fingerprints are just about on every project that, you know, we've seen. You know, the great building construction we're obviously doing the airport right now, but you know, whether it was the stadiums, the convention center, what's happening at our great hospitals and universities. I know you guys have done much of that work. So congratulations. Keep up the good work and get those workers, get them recruited. We need more of them. That's for sure.
Yeah, Phil, congratulations.
Send them our ways. Remember,
you got
laborpa.org. You want to work? You know, get on that call. Joey LaQuatra is waiting for you, and we'll get you out.
Thanks, Philip.
Remember, Jesus was a carpenter. Let's be honest.
Hold on with that. Jesus was a laborer. Jesus was a laborer.
Way to correct him, Philip. All right.
Jesus was a laborer.
You got it. Thanks,
as a
Phil.
High school Catholic graduate, he was a laborer.
I love it. Thanks, Phil. Good luck.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
He's representing us around the country. That's, you know, there's always that Pittsburgh connection.
Absolutely. And again, I, you know, working with these guys, the things that we see in this town, you're driving down the road and you see the laborers who are fixing the roads and laying the rebar and, you know, waving the flag people, that's what the laborers are, among many other things.
Is it safe to say for young people in this town, this is maybe the greatest opportunity collectively we've had in memory?
In decades, yes. You're absolutely right, Larry. There's no question. The opportunities, and it's not just for a year or two. We're talking decades that this is going to continue. And again, if you get this training that is, as Phil said, free, and you think about, you know, some parents are out there of like trying to figure out, we got this 4-year college,
right?
And then there's graduate school. Exactly.
Yeah. It is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. We have a theme right now with training for jobs that are going to be developing and are already here in many cases. They need you now.
Jobs, jobs, jobs. And one of those people who's going to be challenged to provide the training for those jobs joins us now, Tom McIntyre. Tom is the business manager of the Electricians Union here in Western Pennsylvania, representing, I think it's 32 counties. And I remember seeing Tom a couple of weeks ago when Senator McCormick had the energy AI and Energy Summit over at CMU when the president and the cabinet came in and so many CEOs from around the country. And I noticed Tom had an excited look on his face, but then I saw a fearful look on his face, like when the challenge was like, Tom, you got to ramp up and you got to hire hundreds and hundreds and train hundreds and hundreds of workers. And if anybody can do it, it would be Tom. Mr. McIntyre, welcome. And tell us a little bit about the challenge you have ahead.
Wow. Good morning, Rich. And good morning, Larry.
Good morning.
Appreciate the time here this morning, guys. Yeah, well, we've been working on adjusting things for some time now. We saw it coming, maybe not quite this big, but we saw it coming. So we started to work on changing our apprenticeship from a 5-year program to a 4-year program. We need to get journeyman wiremen and journeyman women out there sooner than 5 years. So we had to change our standards, get approval from our international, get approval from the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Apprenticeship Committee. So we're in the process now of changing our curriculum, and we're moving forward here to take as many people as we can possibly train. So we have really ramped up our apprenticeship classes here. The largest classes we ever took before were 120, and that was when two stadiums and the convention center were all being built. Right now, last 2 years, we took 140, and I'm probably going to be looking at 200 this year.
Wow, that's quite an increase. And you know, Tom's being very humble, but the training program, the training facility they have over on the south side, at the end of the Hot Metal Bridge, is really state of the art, one of the best, if not the best one in the country. So when they turn out journeyman electricians, they're really doing, you know, yeoman's work, and they've already been prepared with great training. Tom, we've talked a lot about Homer City and how Homer City is going to impact in not just Indiana County, but this whole region. What does it do for your, how many of your members are going to be, you know, working in the Homer City operation?
You know, my agent that handles that area and is going to be handling that project, him and I were talking yesterday about that. So if you look at all the electricians we had at the airport, the new terminal, say close to 500 at peak, and at UPMC Presby, the transplant center will probably peak out at 400 or 500 there. We need more electricians, probably that times two, for this Homer City project is what it's looking like. This Homer City project has the potential, if everything happens, power generation wise, plus data center wise, it has the potential of being much larger than the Shell ethane cracker that was just completed in Beaver County.
Wow. And that was obviously the biggest project in the country at the time when it was being built. So, and Homer City's just one. I mean, that's not going to be the only one. Obviously there's others that are being announced. And I also noticed that last, you know, at the summit a couple of weeks ago, there was actually money set aside in that $90 billion to give to training programs for electricians. I don't know if it was Google or one of the companies that was providing that. So you are getting some help, I guess, from private industry as well as the federal government, I hope.
Well, you know, when I read that, I called my training director and I said, hey, where's that $250,000 at? He said, I have no idea. No, listen, that's
I saw you clapping
like
when they said that, though. I thought you were.
So, you know, that's one thing I like to point out. We are self-funded. Our apprenticeship is self-funded. Our members fund it through our collectively bargained agreement. And then it's managed by a board of joint trustees, three labor, three management. And we work together on that. But the funding, I'm not going to say we don't get some funding from the state. We do occasionally get some grants, education grants. However, you know, we pretty much cover the costs ourselves.
Well, wow, that's impressive.
And Tom, let me just confirm, you know, we talked with Philip earlier. When you go through the training program at the IBEW for the Electricians Union, is there any cost to the student, to the apprentice coming in?
No, there's no cost. They get benefits day one, hospitalization for them and their family from the very beginning. They start accruing pension credits from day one. And they vest within right after 5 years with anything that they've paid into as far as pensions and everything goes. But they start at $18.49 an hour. And after 4 years, they just working 40 hours a week. It's going to be more than that, but they would earn over $100,000 a year at that point.
It's a good time to be a Pittsburgher looking for quality work for the future. IBEW Local Union 5, Tom McIntyre, I can tell you're excited and passionate about it. Thanks for the time today and good luck.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Guys, thank you so much. Thanks.
Larry Richard with Rich Fitzgerald. It's county fair time.
After the work, people can go and enjoy themselves at a fair. And one of the fairs that's going to be starting for next week, I believe it is on Sunday, is the Greene County Fair, which is a wonderful, wonderful fair with a lot of things that have happened over the years, honored traditions, and some new things this year. And joining us is Chairman of the County Commissioners in Greene County, Jared Ed Green. Commissioner, tell us what we can expect in Greene County next week at the fair.
Hey, well, good morning, Larry and Rich. Thank you so much for the opportunity to be on this morning. Very appreciative, very excited. Yes, I am Commissioner Jared Ed Green from beautiful Greene County, Pennsylvania. And we got a lot in store next week for our Greene County Fair. There's a lot of new, a lot of the time-honored favorites, but there's a lot of new things going on. First and foremost, on Monday night, we have a kids' night. It's sponsored by First Federal Savings and Loan. We have the Pittsburgh Zoo for the first time coming down to Greene County with their Animal Ambassadors Program. It's sponsored through EQT. They're going to come down, bring some reptiles, bring some other animals where kids can get hands-on experience. They're able to kind of interact, get some educational aspects there. So very excited for that. Also on Monday night, an animatronic milking cow given by Allied Milk Producers. She's called Allie Moo. She's a full-size animatronic milking cow. I first saw her at the Pennsylvania State Farm Show, jumped on it, got the contact, said, hey, you got to come to our Greene County Fair. We got dairy producers here. This is going to be great for the kids to be able to milk and interact, and another educational aspect as well. So very excited about that. Also on Monday night is Mascot Mayhem. We are going to have 45 mascots from this region, some big ones from Pittsburgh. You have to come down and see which one. But some of the honored favorites that kids love, they'll get meet and greets, there'll be a competition. So Monday night's going to be a kind of busy, fun night for kids. Definitely a good time to come out. Also, this year we have a street magician that's going to be working the crowd, walking through. I saw him at the Pennsylvania Fair Convention, and he's pretty impressive. Blew my mind a couple times. And then throughout the week, we have a new show coming in all week long. It's called the Andy Roth's Wild West Show. He does a high-rise trailer show. He does roping. He lights stuff on fire. He does shooting tricks. So there's going to be a lot of new at the fair this year.
I love how passionate you are. I'm telling you, my job's at risk. You're really good at this, Commissioner. Thank you.
The traffic coming down 79 coming out of Allegheny County is going to be a traffic jam on into Greene County, into Waynesburg.
Going to be exciting. That'd be a good problem to have. That'd be a good problem.
I want to know about this animatronic. I can't wait to see the videos of the animatronic. Am I saying that right? The
animatronic
milking cow? Animatronic. Okay.
That's it.
Sounds AI and futuristic. Can't wait to see
Commissioner,
it.
Thank you. I love your passion and enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Commissioner.
Jared Ed Green, Greene County. The fair is coming up in beautiful Greene County.
Absolutely beautiful. They got grain yesterday on rain day.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.